الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is about what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith. No more than an asshole, I will not go back and forth with you concerning any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those are our new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be on post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, from the Islamic perspective. And so Islam, it is for all times, all places. And so I want you all to understand how the two fit together and how we can make the two fit together and how one helps the other. If a person is experiencing PTSD, and I'll get into that definition in a moment, then Islamically, this is what they should do, or this is how Islam sees it, or this is how Islam helps a person get through it. So let's first look at one of the verses in the Quran, which is chapter 94. The whole chapter. And so this particular chapter, it talks about Walam nashrah laka sadrak. I'm gonna read it a little bit slow. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِسْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And then the last ayat, or last verse, or second to last, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And very, very simply put, it talked about, particularly I want to look at the two verses that talks about surely for every difficulty there's relief. That's going to be verse 6 and verse 7, which really are close to the last two verses of this particular surah. And the first one says, O Prophet, have we not expanded your breasts for you and relieved you from the burden which weighed down your back and exalted your fame? Surely, whatever difficulty there is relief. Surely, or indeed, for every difficulty there is relief. Therefore, when you are free from daily tasks, devote your time to the labor of worship and turn all your attention towards your Rabb, or towards your Lord. And again, those two verses that I mentioned earlier, and those are very, the whole chapter is important. Allah giving instructions to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But he also said, inna ma'al usri yusra, or fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra, which is, and surely with every difficulty there is relief. Surely, inna verily, indeed, since surely with every difficulty there is relief. So no matter what we're going through, the relief is there. Allah is there to help us through, to help us make it through. There's another ayah in the Quran that talks about Allah does not put a burden that a person, individual cannot bear. Does not give you or put on your shoulder, on your back, things that you cannot bear. So don't be just concerned about what's happening with you or what's going on. You go to Allah for relief. You go to Allah, and it says what? For every difficulty, there is relief. And Allah does not put burden on you. And also, if you are going through something, you think it's difficulty that you're going through right now, then Allah will relieve you from that. That's how I'm going to relate it to that, what you call PTSD, and also what Islam says about this thing, about the stress and about the trauma that a person going to, and who they should look to. They should not always look inwardly just to themselves. I'll make it happen. Or some false deity that they made with their own hands. They should look to Allah and believe in Allah, that Allah is going to relieve them of what's going on with them or what they're going through. Also, one of the companions of the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, and reported the Prophet, may peace be upon him, saying, no Muslim is afflicted by difficulty, continuous pain, anxiety, grief, injury, or care, or even by a thorn with which he is pierced, without Allah thereby making an atonement for his sins. So whatever we're going through, hardship that we're going through, that it could be a way to Allah relieve in an individual of the sins that they committed. Even a thorn prick, when a person, people that understand throughout the world, that when you did the flower, which is a very beautiful flower has a little fragrance to it, which is a rose. Some are red, some are yellow, I believe some are white. And so these beautiful flowers, and when they bloom, they look so nice. But also on the stems of the rose is a thorn. So you're sort of getting the bitter with the sweet. The sweet smell and the goodness and the good looks of the rose. And also with it, it comes a lot of different thorns. If a person is pierced, his skin is pierced by, or his fingers pierced by, or some part of his body pierced by one of these thorns or a thorn, they get relief from some sin, atonement for some sin that they committed. So I know that people may be going through something. When you came and listened to this class today, and you might be going through something right now, and how can I get relief from this thing? This is just too heavy for me. Ask Allah to help you. Allah does not put a burden too much that you can bear or cannot bear. And also the fact that for every difficulty, there is relief. You're going through something not right now, but there is relief for it. Just be patient and pray, as I mentioned in the verse that I mentioned earlier. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, that he had mentioned. He used to treat some of his wives by passing his right hand over the place of ailment, and used to say, Oh Lord of the people, remove the difficulty and bring about healing, as you are the healer. There is no healing but your healing, a healing that will leave no ailment. So I wanted to mention this to my beautiful students, that this is what the Prophet, he would do by waving his hand. If his wife or wives, they were injured someplace, or needs some healing, then he will put his hand over that area, and then it will make this dua, or say the particular saying about this person to Allah, and address his Lord in this fashion, O Lord of the people, remove the difficulty and bring up as you are the healer. There is no healing but your healing. A healing that will leave no ailment. Or no, sometimes you may see something that says no residue. Nothing is left from what the person is going through. And you want Allah to relieve and take away all of it away from this individual. Whatever's going on with them, whatever they're feeling. If a person is experiencing PTSD, and I get into the definition very soon, really. And then we ask Allah to relieve that individual from what they're going through. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he mentioned, and he said, take refuge with Allah from the difficulties of severe calamities, from having an evil end and a bad fate, and from the malicious joy of your enemies. And so this is another thing that the Prophet Muhammad will also say to the people, that take refuge with Allah when you're going through something, when you have difficulties or severe calamities. You're going through something right now. You might be experiencing PTSD, where I'm going to get into exactly what it is right now. You may have various definitions of this particular mental illness. And that's what it is, a mental illness that a person is going through, this PTSD. And so Allah can relieve you in the matter. Usra yusra. For every difficulty there is relief. Surely, definitely, indeed. For every difficulty, whatever you're going through, there's relief with Allah. And that we pray to Allah. Where I said to you all before, when you seek help from Allah. When you ask of Allah. Don't ask anyone else. Ask of Allah. Depend on Allah. That Allah gonna answer your prayer, and that He gonna be by your side. Now let's get into what is PTSD. PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, which is PTSD, is a real disorder that develops when a person has experienced or witness a scary, shocking, terrifying, or dangerous event. These stressful or traumatic events will usually involve a situation where someone's life has been threatened or severe injury has occurred. This is all part of what PTSD is. They experience something, so traumatic events, it brought stress upon them, and I'll get into later on how PTSD affects a person, how does a person change, or PTSD change a person. I'm going to get into a lot of that in a moment, so also we'll be able to recognize this. Maybe you are going through it. Maybe you're experiencing it. Maybe you're seeing something and you think it's over. Because sometimes you may not feel the PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. You may not feel it until maybe a month later. Or you may think that it's over, but it's not over, because it could last sometimes for years and years or less than that. The particular PTSD that I'm talking about, the post-traumatic stress disorder, but you go to Allah and ask Allah to relieve you of what you're going through. The calamity, whatever you're going through, oh Allah, excuse me, relieve me from this thing that I'm going through. Please do so. Please help me. And so, let's look out. Excuse me. Let's look for a moment. What does PTSD, or how does PTSD affect someone? Post-traumatic stress disorder is a mental health condition that triggered by a terrifying act, which I said before. Either experiencing it or witnessing it. Some of the symptoms might be you have flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, as well as an uncomfortable uncontrollable thoughts about the event. So these are some of the things that can happen where a person, say, they witness something, they experience something, and they say, you know, it doesn't bother me. But then they later on, they find out, oh, yeah, it's bothering me. They can't hardly sleep. They can't hardly eat. Anything can cause it to trigger it. I may get into later on about triggers. Even a car that backfired, or a bell, or see something on TV, or event going on in TV. Right now in the Middle East, as this particular class taking place, then you have a various of people are fighting each other. See, now to me, people are always fighting each other somewhere in the world. And so a lot of these people that are experiencing this, they may be going through PTSD. They're seeing their family getting killed, or they themselves have lost limbs, or they're in their homes, or all of a sudden the homes are bombed. Anything can happen to the individual, and it could bring a shock to them, and they have nightmares about it, and severe anxiety about it, or uncontrollable thoughts about the particular event. And you ask Allah to relieve you from this kind of thing, whatever it may be, the flashbacks, the nightmares, the severe anxiety, uncontrollable thoughts. You ask Allah to relieve you. Oh Allah, this is too much. I can't take this. I cannot function normally because of this particular event that I witnessed or that I saw. So let me move on. So how does PTSD change a person? So you may know a person in one way. They experience something, and now they're acting different, and you're wondering, well, why is this? Why are they acting like this? Or something happened and to that person, and you don't know that it happened to that individual. Now I'm going to explain to you, how does PTSD change a person? Maybe this may help you to be able to better understand why this person is acting like this, and you dig a little deeper, maybe they'll tell you why they're acting like this, or they go to a doctor, and a doctor may be able to analyze them and give them the proper treatment and medicine to help them become a little bit more normal and be able to deal with this situation a little bit better. Now, when we're talking about how does PTSD change a person, and PTSD is what? Post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, what it is, how does it change per person? A person with PTSD has four main types of difficulties. Reliving the traumatic event through unwanted and reoccurring memories, flashbacks, or vivid nightmares. They may be intense emotional or physical reactions when reminded of the event, including, and so please note this down, or you can listen to this particular episode again, including sweating, heart palpitations, anxiety, or panic. These are the things that a person may experience because they're going through something that they went through. Or they may not go someplace or go a particular place because we bind them a particular event. Maybe it happened, you don't know it happened, but no, I don't want to go down there. I don't want to go there because it may bring up in them these kind of anxiety, the sweats and the quick beating of the heart, or the panic because they had that PTSD because of what they experienced. Now, what do PTSD attack look like? Let me explain that to you. PTSD attacks can cause intense fear, disassociation, or feeling disconnected from yourself and the world. They may also prompt physical symptoms like shaking, difficulty breathing, sweating, and a racing heart palpitation, as I mentioned before. So you know what it looked like. You know what when a person is experiencing, a person who is going through PTSD. and while it affects the individual, because I mention these things to you, and you can always go and read and listen yourself to this episode again, or let the individual you think going through something, let them listen to the episode. And also, again, I told you earlier, Allah, for every difficulty there is relief, that Allah will relieve you from that burden, or the individual from that burden. Or say maybe the dua or the supplication the Prophet said to over his wives when they were asking Allah to heal this individual. O Lord of the people, heal, you're the healer. Heal this individual and leave no kind of ailment behind. Or give him a healing that leaves no ailment behind. And so let me go on. So what are the symptoms of PTSD? I'm going to name five of them, and there's probably a whole lot more than this. I'm just going to name just a few. And that is, you have cognitive, meaning you're in your mind, and also mood symptoms, something they feel. And they may have trouble remembering key features of a traumatic event, negative thoughts about oneself or the world. Everything is negative. They don't like anything. They don't like anybody. They don't like themselves. They could be exaggerated feelings of blame directed towards oneself or to others. They may exaggerate. They may really emphasize their feelings of blame between themselves or other. Or they may even say, you made me do this. Or if I didn't go so-and-so, you told me to go so-and-so, I wouldn't be in this position. You repace with an individual. You have also ongoing negative emotions such as fear, anger, guilt, and shame for what took place. Might be a loss of interest in previous activity. May be very active individual, and they become less active. Outgoing individual, they become more inside a person. They don't go out as much as they used to. They don't talk as much as they used to. They're not smiling and happy as much as they used to. They don't joke as much as they used to or laugh as much as they used to. They've changed because of this event. It changed the individual. So you look out for that kind of thing. Now, the kinds of events that can make a person maybe become or have post-traumatic stress disorder, and that is, it could be a combat episode, as I mentioned to before, what's going on right now in the Mideast. You had the combat between A group and B group. It's unimportant right now who's A, who's B. It's just that you had combat going on, and it just seemed like since man began, they always seem to fight each other for whatever reason. Some reason another, one group want to dominate another group or take another group's land or take their money or take their minerals. Something want to take from, dominate them or enslave them, whatever it is. And so it could be this combat episode that's taking place that could bring about the PTSD. It could be some kind of childhood of physical abuse that may bring on also this post-traumatic stress disorder. Some kind of sexual violence can bring it on. Physical assault can bring it on. Or being threatened with a weapon or an accident. You can kind of relive the accident over and over and over again. And it brings this kind of stress to this individual. And so I just want to just mention these few things to my students to get a better understanding of the various types of PTSD and also what causes them. And finally, I want to mention one other thing, and that is many other traumatic events also can lead to PTSD, such as fire, natural disaster, mugging, robbery, plane crash, torture, kidnapping, life-threatening, something that is life-threatening. It also could be a medical diagnosis, a terrorist attack, and other extreme or life-threatening events. So these are just a few things that can bring about post-traumatic stress disorder to an individual. And again, as I mentioned before, and that is what that Allah he mentioned over and over again in the particular verse, and he mentioned verily and surely or indeed for every difficulty there is relief. And ask Allah to help you. Don't be afraid to go to Allah. Ask Allah, oh Allah, I'm going through this thing right now. I experienced this thing over here. Now I have this anxiety about this thing. Please help me and relieve me. I can't take this. Whatever dua you want to make, you ask Allah, He is the healer. Ask Him to heal you and to take care of you and to watch over you and relieve you of what you're going through. Or relieve someone in your family what they're going through. It may not be you. It may be somebody else in your family that's going through something. And you may be able to make the supplication to Allah and ask Allah to help this individual or what they're going through. They found out they had a cancer diagnosis. And we know cancer comes in all kinds of forms. And it's like the silent killer. You don't know you have it till you go to the doctor and they reveal you have it. And so you ask Allah to relieve this person of what they're going through. The anxiety they're feeling because they find out of this negative diagnosis about them having cancer, for example, or having AIDS, for example, or maybe they may be having COVID-19. There could be a lot of things that they're having right now, something that's threatening their life. Or they lost a limb or something like that. So you ask Allah to please make it easy for them to deal with whatever they're going through. And you can do that. You can help yourself, or you can help the individual that you know that are going through something. I already mentioned to you the various signs, so you know how to recognize it. You know what causes it. You have a very good, hopefully you have a very good understanding of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Post basically means after, and then pre means something before. So post-traumatic stress disorder is that something happened, and then after that it's traumatic. And it brings stress upon you. And it is a mental illness and a disorder. And so it hasn't gone away. This thing happened to you in so many years ago, so many whatever ago. But it still affects you now, today. You know what? You may not even recognize that it's impacting you. You may not recognize the change in yourself. But you ask a friend of yours who's going to be honest with you, not tell you what you want to know, tell you what you need to know. Or a spouse, to ask them. Or a relative, ask them. Or a friend, ask them. Have I changed? And let them be honest. You accept from them their honest answer. You don't want to know, don't ask the question. If you really do not want to know, then you don't ask the question, because I would pray that your friend or your relative, they will be truthful to you and tell you what you need to know and not what you want to know or what you want to hear. Because that's the step one for healing. Once they know what's going on with you, they know what dua to make to Allah and ask Allah to help you. Ask Allah to relieve you. Ask Allah for you not to go through anxiety and have flashbacks and all the things that you're going through because of what you experience. And so, my beautiful students, I'm going to stop. I would like to go further, but I need to stop for a reason. To find out more and learn more about the Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you go to Why Islam. You also go to International Online University to get a degree in Islam, or you can also, I think they also have classes that are free. You go to American Open University, get some better information, more information about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.